Chapter 27. "What do you remember from before?" Harry had asked me.
"Nothing, Dad. Except..."
Images tugged at my underbrain. Mental pictures. Dreams. Memories. Very clear visions, whatever they were. And they were here.
This room?
No. Impossible. This box couldn't have been here very long, and I had certainly never been in it before. But the tightness of the space, the cool air flowing from the thumping compressor, the dim light, everything called out to me in a symphony of homecoming. Of course, it hadn't been this same box, but the pictures were so clear, so similar, so completely almost right, except for... I blinked. An image fluttered behind my eyes. I closed them. And the inside of a different box jumped back out at me. There were no cartons in this other box, and there were things over there. Over by... Mommy? I could see her face there, and she was somehow hiding and peeking up over the things, just her face showing, her unwinking, unblinking, unmoving face. And I wanted to laugh at first, because Mommy had hidden so well. I couldn't see the rest of her, just her face. She must have made a hole in the floor. She must be hiding in the hole and peeking up. But why didn't she answer me now that I saw her? Why didn't she even wink? And even when I called her really loud, she didn't answer, didn't move, didn't do anything but look at me. And without Mommy, I was alone. But no, not quite alone. I turned my head and the memory turned with me. I wasn't alone. Someone was with me. Very confusing at first, because it was me, but it was someone else. But it looked like me. But we both looked like me. But what were we doing here in this box? And why wasn't Mommy moving? She should help us. We were sitting here in a deep puddle of... Mommy should move. Get us out of this...
Blood,
I whispered.
You remembered, he said behind me. I'm so happy.